Remarks of the President from the Quay in New Ross, Ireland, June 27, 1963.
Mr. Mayor, I first of all would like to introduce the two members of my family who came here with us, my sister Eunice Shriver, and to introduce another of my sisters, Jean Smith. And I'd like to have you meet the American Ambassador, McCluskey, who's with us, right over there. And I'd like to have you meet the head of the American Labor Movement, whose mother and father were born in Ireland, George Meany, who's traveling with us. And then I'd like to have you meet the only man with us who doesn't have a drop of Irish blood, but who's dying to. The head of the protocol in the United States, Angia Biddle Duke. Yeah, how nice it is to be Irish. I'm glad to be here. It took 115 years to make this trip. And 6,000 miles. And three generations. But I'm proud to be here, and I appreciate the warm welcome you've given to all of us. When my great-grandfather left here to become a cooper in East Boston, he carried nothing with him except two things: a strong religious faith and a strong desire for liberty. And I'm glad to say, that all of his great-grandchildren have valued that inheritance. If he hadn't left, I'd be working over at the Albatross Company. Perhaps for John D. Kelly. In any case, we are happy to be back here. About 50 years ago, an Irishman from New Ross traveled down to Washington with his family, and in order to tell his neighbors how well he was doing, he had his picture taken in front of the White House and said, "This is our summer home. Come and see us."